Lock it. This lock, like many upstream of this point, has been altered since the navigation closed. The channel is steeper here, and so the chamber has been altered to assist the flow of water through the lock. Due to the river meanderings, the Lagan Navigation's engineer, Thomas Omer, focused much of his effort towards the Lisburn end of the navigation. The section between Lock 7 and Lisburn consists almost entirely of canal. Ballyskeagh High Bridge, which dominates the towpath, was the only road bridge along the navigation designed by Omer. This tall red sandstone bridge carries the main road from Lambeg village to Drumbeg. This bridge is also where the last man in Ireland was reputed to have been hung for sheep rustling. It was built around 1760 and has two arches, one for boats and the smaller second arch to allow the horses through. You can still see grooves in the stonework from the hauler's ropes. The Ordnance Survey memoirs from the 1830s, covering the local districts, make many references to the canal system. Vessels of from 25 to 30 tons trade up the canal. The charge is 5 shillings per ton for potatoes, oats, etc. They bring timber from Belfast to Tyrone and Armagh coasts, also slates, iron, sugar, coals and tar. In fact, anything that'll fit in their boat.